This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Now we head to DuPage County, where officials are sounding the alarm that COVID-19 cases are rising among older children. At the height of the pandemic, kids between the ages of 10 and 19 made up just about 5% of all COVID cases in DuPage. Now they make up nearly 20%. Here to tell us more about what this means is Dr. Jihad Shashara, who runs a pediatric practice in DuPage County. Dr. Shashara, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So why do you think DuPage County is seeing this increase among kids between 10 to 19?
Well, there appears to be a combination of factors at play here. And the first is that the population, which is the highest risk, the elderly and those who have medical conditions, they've largely gotten the message. So they're staying in and they're transmitting the virus less. At the same time, children have been cooped up for the past 4 months. So now they're out for the summer. And we're seeing and hearing reports that teens and young adults appear to not adhere as strictly to the guidelines of social distancing and mask wearing. So when you combine all of those factors, we see that the virus is simply spreading along the easiest path that it has available to it.
What do we know about how kids of that age are affected by COVID-19? How has that understanding shifted during the pandemic?
Well, by and large, most of the serious harm of COVID doesn't appear to be caused directly by the virus itself, but by an over-aggressive response of the immune system towards it, what's known as the cytokine storm. So this kind of an unbalanced response appears to occur much more in the elderly or in people who have chronic medical problems like hypertension or diabetes or smokers. Now, the bodies of children and young people, they regulate themselves much better than those who are older or who are chronically ill. So they appear to be less likely to have that kind of inappropriate response. They appear to be able to deal with the virus in a much more straightforward manner, like a cold, more than the elderly can.
There was a big study coming out of South Korea recently, which reported 10 to 19-year-olds are most likely to spread the virus in their home. So how do kids spread COVID?
Well, what the South Korea study clarifies for us is that the ability to transmit the virus like an adult, it really depends upon how closely a child resembles one. So we weren't sure if young age in and of itself played a role in preventing the transmission. And what we see from that study is that it doesn't. So if you're an 11-year-old, but you're adult-sized and you can cough like an adult, then you're far more likely to spread the virus than a 14-year-old who is a smaller late bloomer who coughs with less force. And additionally, if a child's adult-sized but has hygiene habits closer to that of a younger child, it may be harder for them to adhere to social distancing guidelines like an adult would. What we have to remember is that children, they are humans and they can spread the virus like anybody else can, and they present their own specific problems and challenges when they do that. We have to remember kids are not as mature. They don't remember things as well as adults will or adults can. And so it's going to take a little extra caution on our behalf as their parents to help them adhere to the guidelines that we all need to follow.
And anyone who's been living with a 10-year-old for the last 3, 4, or 5 months knows just how easy that is. What should parents be thinking about? What should they be thinking about for summer camp and preparing for fall?
Well, we're at the point across the state right now where the test positivity rate has started to increase from 3 to 4%. And this is happening largely because, we've all kind of let our guard down a little bit. It's important to remember until a vaccine or a treatment comes, that masking and social distancing are still the main means of preventing transmission and the return of large waves of cases. So for kids' extracurriculars and socializing, it's critical that we maintain our 6 feet of separation and masking when we're in public. With respect to school, the American Academy of Pediatrics believes that in-person school, like a hybridized model, is still preferable where it can be done safely, but its success is also going to depend upon everybody adhering to these masking and social distancing guidelines.
How can parents talk to their kids about using masks and social distancing?
I think the most important thing that parents can do is to model behavior and just be straightforward and honest and say, hey, this is the best that, we are doing for everybody's health.
That's Dr. Jihad Shashara. He runs a pediatric practice in Naperville. Thanks for speaking to us.